kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Alleluia. Amen.
And
today's gospel presents to us three unique parables: the parable of the mustard seed, parable of the yeast, and the parable of the weed or darnel, as the case may be. And all three parables point to the incredible growth process of the kingdom of God in the heart of each one of us, and also in the kingdom. The journey of the growth of the kingdom in hearts that receive it usually begins in a humble, simple, almost insignificant ways. It starts very quietly, almost unnoticed. It could be a word we heard coming from a friend, or a homily coming from the pulpit, or a rebuke, or a correction, or a tragedy, or even a little kindness shown to us by someone. All of these spark off the desire, and then it grows stronger by the day. Eventually, under God's loving care, it will outdo anything started through human initiative. Once the kingdom has been established in the heart of a person, it has a tremendous power to change the heart from within. For example, we see how sinners are changed into saints. In the Roman Empire, we noticed how masters and slaves become brothers and sisters in a common family. People who had led sinful lives for years abandoned sin and became saints under God's rule. The truth of the matter is that God has the power, just like I said last Sunday, to turn the human heart from a desert into a rose garden. The first reading attributes this to God being all merciful, all patient, and all powerful. However, the parable of the weed comes to us as a reminder that there is someone out there whose reign is threatened by God's kingdom. And who is that someone? The devil. The devil will not allow himself to be dislodged from the hearts of people without putting up a stiff fight. He has plenty of followers to do the fighting for him. The question which people normally ask, and which was also a dilemma in the early church, particularly the Christians at that time who observed certain evils in the church or Christian communities. The questions are, if the kingdom of God is already among us, like Jesus, told us in the scripture, and if the devil was defeated by Christ on the cross, how is it that there is still so much evil and wickedness in the world, in families, and even in the church? Would it not be preferable that God wipe away the wicked from the world once and for all, so that the good people may have peace and rejoice with Christ who lives among us? Well, the answer is that God could win the battle in a moment by destroying right away anyone who opposes his kingdom. But he will not do that. Why? He has good reason to delay. The opposition which the children of the kingdom experience renders their life all the more fruitful. The presence of evil in and around us makes us to struggle. And it is this struggle that helps us to grow stronger and mature. The truth of the matter is that such struggles awaken all that is good and precious within us. We have a very typical example of that. Apart from the personal moral evil that we have or experience, we also have the evil like the COVID-19 pandemic. It's an evil. And in the process, we are all struggling, trying to cope with it, trying to come up with ways by which we can still continue to survive and move on. While at the same time, the wicked are given the opportunity to turn from weed into wheat. Each of us, like the field, each of us, we are like the field in the parable of today. The wheat and the weed grow side by side in us. There is good and evil in each one of us, because the human person is a complex mixture or extraordinary mixture of good and evil. The line dividing good and evil cuts through the hearts of every human being. As long as we live in this world, no person is completely good, as no one is completely bad. Until the last judgment, the kingdom of God on earth is a mixed bag consisting of saints and sinners. The same goes in the church. And I know that for some people in the church, the presence of sinners is a cause of scandal. And if they had their way, only saints must be admitted into the church. The church is not for good people. Let us wait till harvest. At death, each person must decide what to be. If he or she has not decided during their lifetime whether to be wheat or weed. And certainly in heaven, it is all wheat. And while in hell, it is all weed. Meanwhile, every erring person is given time here below to mend his or her ways. And even as God is so understanding and lenient, he's also asking of us to be understanding and lenient towards one another. We must be patient with ourselves and be patient with others.